Well, good morning. My name is Liz DeSeth-Pearl, and I'm one of the pastors here at Bethany. And I want to thank you for worshiping with us here in person, and thank you for worshiping with us online. It is a great morning to be together. So we are in week three of our series, Asking for a Friend. And it's a series where we're looking at these deep questions of faith and about God and about life and doing our best to figure out these answers together. We are not shying away from these tough questions, but in fact, we're embracing them and working through them so that we can deepen our relationship with God and with each other. It may not have been the first time I asked today's question, does everything happen for a reason? But I want to share a story with you about probably the most impactful time I asked this question throughout my life. I was 19 years old, and I was standing in the doorway of my then completely empty college dorm room with one last box in my hands, just standing there, staring at the room. My feet felt like they were glued to the floor, and no matter what I did, I couldn't move from that spot. All the time knowing that all I needed to do was pretty easy. I just needed to walk down the hallway, give my keys to my hall monitor, and then go put the box in my car and drive home. Easy, right? But still, I stood there, just staring. Because, you see, it wasn't May. It wasn't at the end of the spring semester when you're supposed to be packing up all your things and going back home for the summer. That would have made sense. That I could have understood. If that was the case, if it was May, I could have easily closed my door, handed in my keys, and be halfway to Des Moines out of town by now. But not this. I couldn't make sense of what was happening because it wasn't May. It was February. And it was in the middle of the semester, and yet here I was, packing up boxes, packing up my stuff, getting ready to head home. Leaving school, knowing deep in my heart that it was the right thing for me to do, but at the same time, feeling like a complete and total failure. Because once I left this dorm room, I had to face the truth. I was withdrawing from college. You see, this school year started off as a big year for me. I had applied and been chosen to be an RA to a group of awesome freshman girls. I mean, who doesn't love college freshmen? They're awesome. And I was taking classes, lots of classes, lots and lots of classes, actually well over the maximum amount that you're supposed to be able to take. But even to the point where I had to, like, not take them for no credit. But I thought, it'll be fine. I like the classes that I'm taking. I've got it under control. No big deal. I had great friends and was involved with many different activities on campus and student groups. But then reality started to hit, and though I was doing really well academically, the class load I was taking became heavier and heavier each day that passed. I was getting overwhelmed with all of the demands on my time and my energy, and my relationship with God completely suffered. Then on top of everything else, at the very end of the fall semester, I got mono. So any energy that I had left was completely taken away. So when I got back to school at the start of the spring semester, I was near the end of my rope. I was still recovering from mono and got thrown right back into the high intensity level of classes and high intensity extracurricular activities that I was doing, and it was a lot to juggle. And again, at the surface, if you looked at me, if you asked me how I was doing, I was like, oh, it's great. Right? Academically, I was doing well. And I was involved with all these things, but it became clear that I needed to take a break. I needed to leave school and step away from the demands of the too many classes and overwhelming schedules and demands so that I could be fully healthy. I knew in my heart that it was the right thing for me to do, but that day, as I stood staring at my empty dorm room, getting ready to leave, my heart was breaking. I felt like I had let everyone down. I felt like I had let God down. And all I wanted to do was ask God, is this happening for a reason? Why is this happening? Just why, God? Why? At the heart of our question for today, does everything happen for a reason? There is a shorter, but much deeper question. Why? Maybe your why questions look different than mine. And maybe they look something like this. Why, God, is the amount of stress that I'm trying to carry never ending? Why do I have to sit here knowing that I have a family member or friend that is hurting or struggling or in need, and I am unable to go to see them? Because guess what, God? Sending love through the window or through a phone screen just isn't good enough. Give me a reason, God, why this pandemic just can't end and everything go back to normal. Why can't you see, God, that I need your help to make sense of what's going on in my life and in the world? Whatever you're wondering, whatever your why questions, we bring them to God and say, why, God? Why? And then we hear these words from Scripture. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words, and God, who searches the heart, knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. When your heart cries out, why, God? Why? When you feel like you're in the end of your rope and you're wondering, is this all happening for a reason? Please, God, help me make sense of it all. The Holy Spirit hears the cries of your heart. The Holy Spirit hears the whys that you ask. And the Holy Spirit hears those things that you cannot even name. Those things you cannot even put into words. Those things that you don't even know how to pray. The Holy Spirit hears them and knows them fully and completely and brings them to God. And the Holy Spirit speaks back to your heart to remind you exactly who God is and who God is not. God is not playing some sort of game with you or with your life. God is not moving you around like a piece on a game board. God is not vengeful. He does not choose to punish you because you have done something wrong or to make you turn back to him. God does not cause you to fail to teach you a lesson. God is not sitting up in heaven somewhere orchestrating everything around you so that everything you say or do happens for a reason. Not everything happens for a reason. But that doesn't mean that God is not with you. Because friends in Christ, never forget who God is. God is a God of love. God is continually and forever working in and through your life and your world around you to give everything a purpose, give everything his purpose. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. And we see this. We see God working things for a purpose most clearly in Jesus Christ. Jesus was not trying to cause people to stumble. Jesus was not trying to work for people to put struggles in people's way. Jesus was not afraid to go right where the brokenness was and enter in. Jesus met people exactly where they were, so that regular men fishing on a lake, they were invited to follow. That woman who society said she was condemned by her past, Jesus gave her living water to drink. Jesus knelt down and embraced the children, the blind, and the lame. Jesus answered the cries of why with his grace and his love. And through his death and resurrection, Jesus showed you and me that God can give anything, even death, a purpose. Jesus died so that you can know that no matter what struggle you may face, no matter every ounce of pain that you feel, every heartbreak that you go through, and even every pandemic that we plow through together, can be used for God's purpose. God gives purpose to bring you closer to him and closer to who God is calling you to be. Now, obviously, I did eventually leave that doorway in Pella, Iowa. And with the help of my friends and my family and an amazing church community, I was reminded time and time again that those W's that now existed on my college transcript, they don't define me. It is in God where I find my identity and my purpose as his beloved child. And that is the same identity and purpose that he gives you, so that no matter what, you are defined by the cross that was placed on your forehead on the day of your baptism, the day you were named and claimed as a child of God. And let me tell you, God used that time in my life to help me to cling to my identity and purpose like never before. So that when I did go back that fall semester, I was able to embrace who I was and who God had created me to be. And for that, I am forever thankful. So does everything happen for a reason? No. But we are daily reminded that God can give purpose for you, for me, for the world around us. Let's pray. Good and gracious God, thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to intercede for us. Your Spirit steps in the way of us, between us and you, and welcomes us in and names what's on our hearts, even those things that we can't name ourselves. God, we're so grateful that your Spirit surrounds us, empowers us, and sends us out to love our neighbors. God, we ask that wherever we're at today, that your Spirit would surround us and help us answer those why questions with your love, with your grace, and with your peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.